Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we are doing my pick of March. And I apparently decided to end our streak of fucking banger movies. And I chose Red Dawn from 1984.
Yeah.
A little bit of a precursor to how the episode's going to go, I think.
Okay. All right.
I did accidentally see your score whenever I opened up Letterboxd.
Okay. I literally just did it because I forgot to read it, but I didn't see your score, but based on that, yeah.
I mean, yeah. We'll see.
All right.
All right. I don't know why I picked this movie. I think I was just like browsing through Prime at Action Movies and I saw it and I hadn't seen it in a while. And I remember watching the remake like a few years ago and thinking like it was okay. But then like I remembered really enjoying the original, but perhaps my thoughts have changed.
Nice. Yeah, this is first time watching it for me.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. I have seen like the remake. Yeah. Don't really remember anything really from it too much, honestly. So yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right. Before we divulge too much into this movie, we will kick off our box office and news and boo. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Muskoka Brewery Major Tom.
Ooh, nice.
Hazy IPA.
You've had that one before, I think. I think I've seen you have
probably
it.
I don't know.
You lose track of them.
But... I do, yeah.
Hey,
and
hey, hey.
Yourself?
Hey, I'm bringing the beer back. Bringing the beer back.
Damn, man.
I'm drinking Flying Monkeys Meltaway, which was part of their Christmas box. So it's a mint chocolate stout.
Had that for a while, I guess.
Since Christmas, yep.
Okay, yeah.
yeah, if anyone's been following along, I haven't had any alcohol in like a month and a half. So this is a celebration. I was telling you last night I had a whiskey while I was reading my book. And I felt like I had three whiskeys. But happy to be back. Drank nothing but fucking water and tea and coffee for a month and a half. But what have you been watching since we last spoke?
So I watched, I think I already talked about Bogo. Boy Kills World. I know. I just did not like it at all. I thought, like, the action scenes were cool, but, like, just overall, I just did not like this movie at all. I thought it was not good at all.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you, man.
That's all right.
Yeah. Then continuing my random 2000s comedy Judd Apatow run, watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Nice.
So apparently, I haven't logged this on Letterboxd, which I swear I've watched like in the past 2 years. But anyway, then I watched Dinner for Schmucks. I haven't seen this movie since it came out. I remember just not liking it. It's
I
one
see.
of the it's
That
one of
hasn't
Bettina's
changed.
favorite movies. She loves it.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like, it's so bad. Like, Steve Carell's character is just not funny at all. Like, there's a couple of funny scenes, but, like, just overall, just...
It's funny you watch this, because we were just talking about it at work on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
We were talking about our favorite Steve Carell characters.
Okay, yeah.
Just randomly.
Yeah.
This character wasn't one of the favorites, but
yeah,
the movie got brought up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sunday I watched some Oscar movies because it was Oscars were on Sunday night, obviously. So I watched Flow, which was nominated for Animation of the Year. Kind of pissed though because I rented it on Apple. It was only like $6, but then like the first screen, it's like Criterion Channel. I was like, oh my god, is it on Criterion Channel? So I haven't looked yet, but it might be. So if It's only like 1 hour 20 minutes. There's no dialogue in the movie, but
Yeah, I saw that.
I really liked it a lot. And apparently this movie was made on a program that anyone can buy and
Oh,
download.
really?
Yeah.
Shit.
And a winning as well for
Yeah.
best animation.
I've wanted to watch it.
That like I was telling you, I wanted to watch a complete unknown. I'm not like a huge Bob Dylan fan, but just and it was like $30 to rent, and I was like, oh, that's so expensive. Then I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. I'll rent
Yeah.
it. I don't know, it was okay. It was just kind of mid, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, Flow is not on Criterion.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. Kind of advertised. So $6 well spent.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. What about you?
The only thing I watched this week was Never Back Down.
That's a
It
classic.
is, man. And like the reviews, it got shit on so bad, and I was just like, I don't even give a fuck. Like I gave it 4 stars. I love that movie so much. I was just, yeah, like the mo the not monologues, the montages, just so good. The soundtrack is amazing. I don't know. I love it. And that fight at the end when they're in the parking lot, so badass.
No, it's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I watched. Sarah started watching this reality show called The Traitors.
Oh
And
yeah, that's one that me and Bettina watched.
oh, is it? You guys watched it?
Yeah, I think I recommended it to you before.
Maybe you did with Alan Cummings as the host. Yeah. I love him so much.
It's good.
But yeah, she watched the first episode last night while I was watching Red Dawn, and then we watched the second episode together tonight.
Like the first season or
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool though. I like the concept of it.
Yeah.
Okay, who done it sort of thing. All right. For our box office, we have in fifth place Dogman, which brought in 4.2 mil. Excuse me. In fourth place, we have Paddington in Peru, which brought in 4.5. The Monkey, which I love seeing a horror movie on here. In third place, they brought in 6.4. In second place, we have Last Breath, which brought in 7.8. What is that?
That's Woody Harrelson.
Oh, and Simu Liu. Right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that one. And in first place, still Captain America, Brave New World, 14.8 mil for a total of 163.5 million right now. And like it's getting bad reviews, but people are still flocking to the theaters. This is what I mean. Like they fucking make so much money, man.
I
Even
know.
on their bad movies, it's wild.
I know that we've been kind of shitting on Marvel and all that, but Daredevil, is it Born Again?
Yeah.
Think that comes out this week.
I think it's streaming now.
Is it?
I
Okay.
think so, yeah.
I really want to watch it because I've heard enough. Just that whole character and show was just amazing.
Yeah, the original show was wicked. And I think they were saying that this one's like more violent or like more rated R-ish, I think.
I'm curious to see how Mickey 17 does this weekend at the box office.
Feel like it's gonna be a flop.
Man, I don't know, man.
I really want to see it, but I have a
Yeah.
feeling.
Man, I hope not, man.
Me too. Is there anything else that's coming out this weekend?
Nothing big, I don't think.
No?
Like that.
Yeah, In the Lost Lands, Mickey 17, Night of the Zoopocalypse, Queen of the Ring, and Rule Breaker. No, there's a whole bunch more, but yeah, nothing. I don't recognize anything else. Queen of the Ring. I think I heard about this. Who is that?
Heard them advertise it on one of the wrestling podcasts I listened to.
Yeah. Emily Beckett. Emily Bett Rickards. Is it a WWE movie?
I don't think so, but it does have a couple WWE people in it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Anyways, yeah, that's our box office. What do we have for 4Ks?
Is
Speaking of 4Ks, our Nosferatu 4Ks came in today.
they did, yes.
And we still decided to record
It's true, true.
tomorrow night. All
Yeah.
right.
Oops. So we got American Gigolo, 4K, Inglourious Basterds,
Nice.
Den of Thieves Collection. I assume that also comes with the sequel, obviously. Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, Godzilla Kong MonsterVerse 5-film collection.
Fuck. I kind of want to get that.
Kraven the Hunter, which I believe if I saw, I think it comes to Netflix this week, I think.
Oh, does it?
Or next week, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm definitely not buying that.
No. Definitely buying Red One though. No, I'm kidding. Red One. We got My Girl in 4K. You want to pick up because that movie is absolutely devastating. Peril in Distress, Endless Night slash Picture Mommy Dead. All right. We got the Super Mario Bros. Movie Steelbook, even though I
Nice.
thought that's because I bought it when it came out. Yes, whatever. Gladiator 2, Akira on Steelbook, and The Wages of Fear on Criterion.
I like that cover.
Yeah, me too. I don't
That's
know what the hell
cool.
it is, but
Nice.
that's it.
Some okay ones.
Yeah.
All right. Dive into this movie discussion. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about Red Dawn from 1984. Starting off with the synopsis, it is the dawn of World War III, aka the life that we're living right now.
Pretty much.
In the Western Mountains of America, a group of teenagers band together to defend their town and their country from invading Soviet forces.
And some other ones too.
Yeah, Cubans. The Cubans and the Soviets, they kind of teamed up in this one.
Nicaraguans.
Nicaraguans, yeah. The remake, is it Japanese?
I read on here because I totally forgot. It's North Korea.
North Korea, right? Yeah. This was directed by John Milius, who did Dillinger, Conan the Barbarian, Farewell to the King, and Flight of the Intruder. And we have a pretty good ensemble cast here for 80s.
Yeah.
Leading off, we have Patrick Swayze playing Jed. Excuse me. C. Thomas Howell playing Robert. Charlie Sheen playing Matt. Leah Thompson playing Erica Mason. And Jennifer Grey plays Tony. I thought it was cool seeing her and Swayze together in this, because 3 years later they did Dirty Dancing together.
That's true. Yeah.
Did you have any honorable mentions?
I did have one. And that is Harry Dean Stanton. He played Jed and Matt's dad. I recognize him from Alien,
Yes.
Brett, and he's for lots of other stuff too, but that's it.
All right, I had one as well. Powers Booth, who played what was his name? Hold on. I'll find it. Holy fuck, where's 1984? There we go. Lieutenant. Oh, he played Tanner. That's right.
Okay.
The Air Force guy.
Oh, Andrew?
Yeah, Andy, sorry.
Okay, yeah. Andy, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he was in Sin City and some other things. The Turok video game? That's cool.
That's sick.
He's also a MacGruber. Right. Let's dive into this movie discussion.
It. So the movie opens up with the kind of prologue slash opening narration. So it says, Soviet Union suffers worst wheat harvest in 55 years. Labor and food riots in Poland. Soviet troops invade. Cuba and Nicaragua reach troop strength goals of 500,000. El Salvador and Honduras fall. Greens Party gains control of Western Parliament. Demands withdrawal of nuclear weapons from European soil. Mexico plunged into revolution. NATO dissolves. United States stands alone.
All because of a wheat shortage.
Yeah.
What a fucking wild thing.
I like this has to be like one of the most confusing narration and like description of why this is happening and like I don't know. It felt very much like What's the Stephen King movie? The fucking The Comet. We covered it.
Creepshow? No.
No, the one with the fucking trucks.
Oh, Maximum Overdrive. Right, I forgot there's a comment in that too.
I don't know, just like didn't explain really anything. It's like it's okay, yeah, these countries are falling apart and NATO dissolves and now it's just the United States, and then the movie happens. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, because they even make reference to England at one point, or Europe, and they say England's the only one that's fighting back in Europe.
But yeah, the movie opens up. We get kind of a look at Teddy Roosevelt statue and kind of a description of him and stuff like that. And we just see these kids in class learn about Genghis Khan and the ways that he and his army did in the wars and stuff like that, to basically surround their enemies with bow and arrows. And then once they get close enough, then they just get into this crazy frenzy, basically. Which kind of describes a bit of the Wolverines, I guess, right?
Yeah, they kind of used that information.
And then all of a sudden, just these troops just start parachuting in right off
Like
the bat.
their main target is a fucking high school? Like, how is this? How is that your main target?
And the teacher is like talking and he's like looking, and he's like, that's weird. Like, what are they doing here? And he goes up to the window, and then like all these people are dropping down, and like right off the bat, they got like fucking tanks, they got rocket launchers. It's like, where did they get all this stuff?
Where did this shit come from?
And then he goes outside and then just gets shot the fuck up, and the soldiers start shooting the classroom. One kid dies, and like, holy fuck. And like, just right off the bat, like, the movie is 2 hours long, and like, just the first 2 minutes. Just hop right in.
No buildup whatsoever.
No.
The movie was too long, in
It
my
was.
opinion. This could have been an hour and a half.
Like, I wish that they explained things better, because like even like their opening monologue, I didn't really understand what was happening. Like, okay, yeah, Russia is invading the United States, and then like it cuts to the army, and then there's people talking Spanish. I was like, I thought these guys were Russian. What's going on?
Yeah, that bothered me a lot because they were wearing the Russian garb, like Russian uniforms and shit, but they're speaking Spanish. And I don't know if it was the same for you, but the fucking, if it wasn't in English, there was no subtitles. I like anytime they're speaking Spanish or Russian, there was no fucking subtitles for me. And I was just like, what
Oh,
the
where did you watch it?
fuck? On Prime, I think it was on MGM Plus on
Okay, I
Prime.
watched it on Tubi.
Oh, so you had all the subtitles?
Yeah, I did.
Fuck's sakes. Like
I
every time
did.
these guys were talking, I didn't know what the hell they were saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
I
mean,
mean, whatever,
it
but.
honestly didn't really change much, honestly, because like it. This is like one complaint of the movie. Like, I thought the writing in this movie was absolutely horrendous. Like,
Yeah, it wasn't
I don't know.
great.
But yeah, so we meet Matt and Robert. Jed is like kind of the older brother who used to be in high school, was like kind of like the quarterback jock, popular guy. He leaves, drops him off, and then all this shit happens. They run outside, and Jed comes up with his truck, and there's like people trying to get in the car, and the Russians are just fucking shooting everybody. Like, they don't give a fuck. So Jed and them, they escape, and they pick up a few friends. Arturo, one of the kids, his dad ends up getting caught by people. They go up to I think it's Robert's dad's general store, I think.
Yeah, like a gas station kind of
Or
thing.
Daryl, there's Daryl maybe, I forget one of them.
No, it was Robert's dad, yeah.
But his dad owns like the gas station, and he's like giving them like all these guns and
Yeah.
like 50 cases of like Coca-Cola. It's like, Jesus, man.
Just take what you need. But like, question to Americans, can you buy guns in a fucking gas station down there? 'Cause that is insane.
I mean,
This
probably.
guy had a fucking stockpile. Like,
Yeah.
He had walls of rifles in this
He
gas
did.
station.
Yeah. So yeah, they're loading up supplies and then they're trying to go down this road and there's like a blockade of soldiers. Like they veer off and then they end up getting out and trying to shoot them, but then like this helicopter comes out of nowhere and just blows up all the Russian soldiers and they're like, oh, it's one of ours, that just keeps going and it's gone.
Yeah.
And like this is like one thing that I don't know. I guess I didn't turn off my brain like during this movie. And a lot of stuff has really bothered me, and I was like, this movie makes no goddamn sense. Like
Yeah, you really need to turn your brain off for this one.
they're in the middle of Colorado, they're literally being invaded by like two or three countries, and it almost felt like the US was attacking them because of how much shit they had in the States. Like they had fucking tanks, they had like these giant fighter helicopters, they had
F-15
tons
jets.
of guns and like everything. And then like I know it's like 1984, so like I don't know, it wasn't the same military it was as now, but like during that time was I think around the Cold War, wasn't it? Like,
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. I'm gonna look up when the Cold War. It
and I
was in
know
the
that,
80s.
like, well, at least here in Ottawa and like Canada, we were very ready and guarded back then in the 80s, right? Because of all the stuff that was happening.
Yeah, the Cold War ended in 1991.
So I don't know, like I get it, just to turn your brain off and like have fun, but like I just had so many issues with this movie. Like I know we're just getting started, but yeah. I just know it was believable. It was like, okay, you know.
That's the biggest problem with it too, right? Like, I think they had been attacking for a while, but they just like kind of made their way to here. But it just leaves so many questions. Like, why did they decide to attack a high school in Colorado? That just makes no sense whatsoever. That's not going to do anything for you. Like, attacking this small, little, tiny town, lining people up and fucking like assassinating them, man. And the US military is nowhere to be found.
Wow, there's like a few people that come in, but
Yeah. Like, we don't see them.
we learned that the Wolverines are like 40 miles behind enemy territory. It's like, holy fuck, like how much did they have secure? And I think they mentioned later in the movie that like Kansas City, Washington, and like Boston are like demolished or something by nukes or something like that.
Well, there's one point where they said they didn't want to use nukes because
Yeah.
it was on home soil, but and like neither country was willing to use their nukes, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The whole plot just it doesn't make any sense at all. Just like a
No.
group of 10, 15 to 20 year olds
Yeah.
are just taking out half of a fucking military. It's wild.
So they want to stay in the mountains until this all like blows over. So now it's like October. I'm guessing that like school is just starting, so they've probably been up there like a month or so. They're all like hunting, and I love like they shoot the deer, and like Jed is like to I think Daryl, he's like, you ever been hunting before? And he's like, no. Nah. He's like, you gotta drink its blood, and just like fucking take a swig of his blood.
Gross.
And then they're kind of doing like some recon, and they're looking in the binoculars. They see like all the stores and stuff are open. So they're like, oh, like let's go. Everyone's like back. And then like kind of like, no, I don't think so. But then they go down anyway. And like, I don't know, like they do mention that the military's like captured people who they think would cause trouble for them. But then like Jed and them all like walk down and they're like in stores with the military there, and it's like, does the military not know who these people are? Like,
Yeah, they haven't gained that fame yet.
no. Yeah, the Cubans took people away. They are taking them to a re-education camp, whatever that means.
I got
Yeah.
a couple of ideas, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they tell Jed that they're keeping people at the drive-in. So they go there, and Jed's dad is there. And I don't know if this was just me, but I thought all the acting in this movie was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm sorry to say it, even Swayze I thought was not good.
Dude, okay.
And I
R
think it might have been the writing as well.
No, I get that. And like RIP Swayze. Dude is not, I'm gonna get so much shit for this. He's not a good actor. He's not. He's not. Think of his movie. Like, he's in good movies and he plays an awesome fucking action guy. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to like delivering lines and shit like that, he's not good at dialogue. He's good at fighting and like roundhouse kicking people in the face. But like when it comes to like actually having dialogue and shit, he's not great.
I mean, I've never seen Ghost, and I haven't seen Dirty Dancing in like forever.
I love Dirty Dancing. I don't care what anybody says. He was good in that. I'll give you that. He was good in that. But like when you think of movies like Roadhouse and like Point Break, like he wasn't great.
And so like even like this scene when his like dad comes up and the brothers are there and they're like, oh, where's mom? And the dad's just like, oh, she's gone. And they start like crying and like, and he's, I felt like this movie was very, I don't know, like masculine, like I felt like too much, like I don't know, trying to like, they kept saying like a billion times like, oh, don't cry, just keep it
Oh,
down and turn into something else, turn into something else. And like
yeah.
they learned their mom died and the dad is like, eh, like stop crying. And it's like, okay,
You see
like
why I was so hard on you? Does it make sense now? Like, yeah, this is what they want to hear.
so they escape, they're going to the Masons who like own a farm somewhere in the country. You learn that there's a Free America safe zone, which is like 40 miles away from where they are. You learn Daryl learns that his dad was killed, who owned the gun shop. And again, like terrible just fucking acting this scene. And Mason and them want them to take their granddaughters, because I guess this place
Wild.
isn't safe enough, even though it's a giant ass farm where, which I didn't know, are they at the safe zone, the Masons, or like, well, obviously not if the kids are there, but
Yeah, I don't think so. But like it doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, we're hiding out here, but we want our granddaughters to go with you to fight against these armies.
And then later in the movie, they go back to the Masons, I'm pretty sure, and they're all like, there's like 20 people hanging out in the house. It's like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah. Obviously, you weren't in that much danger.
So they got horses now. They're all, geared up. And then, like, another weird thing is, that happened is they get a radio and they hear the Free America, like, radio station. And it's like saying some like subliminal like shit. Like I don't know if it was like secret code, but like they kept saying like the chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a mustache. John has a mustache. And like I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
So they're in the mountains. The Cubans are coming up the mountains and they're doing some sightseeing, let's say. And this scene made me laugh so hard because like the Cubans are like look at they see like the whatever the national park is and like the one guy is like, hey, what's that sign say? And like the one guy says, oh, I speak English. And he's like translating it, but the stuff he says doesn't even say what is on there.
Oh,
Like,
really?
he's saying like how thought this was like a crazy battle scene and all these people survived and then like the signs just like talking about observe and stuff like that. It's like, but the kids are hiding there and they're loaded, man. They got like bow and arrows, they got a shotgun and guns, and they kill these guys. And I guess they get their gear from the soldiers they kill, I guess.
Which makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah, because now they have like AKs and shit.
That's crazy the amount of guns they have like 10 rocket launchers
Yeah,
and
and
like
fucking
claymores
grenades and
yeah.
Leah Thompson's character. She had like a fucking mounted like mini gun,
Yeah.
and she would just like fucking mount it and just start blasting these guys away.
So then we cut to another thing that I didn't understand. So the Cuban and Russian general, whatever, they are staying at the mayor's house, I believe.
Yeah.
And the mayor is like helping them, I think.
I think he's kind of doing like a like just trying to keep the peace with them, I guess.
Because he brings the mayor to like this kind of, I don't know, area, and they have all these Americans lined up, including Jed and Matt's dad. And then I forget what he says to the mayor, like, I forget what he says, but anyway, they end up killing all these people, and then the mayor is like kind of shocked, and the general says, like, I don't know, something like, we can't let people get away, like, we have to like step up and just bring to the next level, basically. What do you think of the tank pulling up to the gas station, just loading up with gas?
I thought that was hilarious. I was like, because I saw it pulling up, I was like, no way. Like, no fucking way. And sure shit pulls right up to the fucking gas tanks. I like this scene a lot though, because she was it Jennifer Grey?
Erica, yeah.
Was it yeah. She comes up with like a basket.
Yeah.
And she's like talking to the soldiers, and like he's like, oh, come back. And she's like, oh, I'll be right back. And she kind of like tosses the basket up onto the tank, and they like drop it
Yeah.
down in. They're like looking through it, and fucking boom,
Yeah.
blows it right up. I was like, that's
Yeah.
so badass.
Yeah. Yeah, then she like runs away and like four of them are chasing them and like, get back here, get her, and she's running, then all of a sudden like just pop out of the ground out of nowhere, like those fucking like spiders that are in the ground, just the guys just fucking shoot them. It's
That was a
funny.
good scene. I liked that one.
I did like the whole like Wolverine's like approach, where it's like just these kids fighting back, and they start like tagging like everything with like Wolverines and like the logo they have. I thought that was cool. And then we do see Erica again. She goes into town, and she comes out of like this like diner or restaurant kind of thing, and one of the Russian guys is like, hey, what are you doing later? And she's like, oh, I'm bringing my friend and going to get her. And he's like, okay, I'll wait right here. And then we see her walk away. Then one of the generals comes out, and he's like talking about how like these freaking kid Wolverines are basically killing all of them, and like, you know, and all of a sudden just fucking the building blows up. So it's like she just left another bomb there, and she just put in work, man.
Yeah, I like how they send her in, because like there's two girls in the group, but is it Erica?
Tony is the other one.
No, you got them mixed up.
Oh, do I?
Jennifer Grey plays Tony, so it's Tony that goes in all the time, but like Leah Thompson, her she plays Erica, but she doesn't talk a lot, so like they use Tony to go in and like flirt with the soldiers and shit.
Yeah.
And she just, I don't know. Yeah. I love what they do with her character. I think it's.
So yeah, they end up finding an American. I think Tony finds him, or Erica, or one of them.
Erica does, yeah.
Erica, and like he's like just like under a tree sleeping, and she goes up and she's like about to shoot him, and he says something, and she's like, how are you supposed to know that like you're American or whatever, and I forget what he says, but
She goes, what's the capital of Texas? He goes, Austin. She's like, wrong, commie. It's Houston.
that was it. I think they kind of like have a little thing going that between the two of them.
Hope he didn't, but yeah, she definitely had a little crush on him.
Yeah, because like at one point she asks like, "Oh, are you married?" And he's like, "Yeah," and she's like, "How old's your wife?" And he's like, "80." I was like, I don't know if he was joking or like being serious. But his name's Andrew. He was a fighter pilot. But he tells them kind of about how this whole thing started. So the Russians and Cubans, they disguise themselves in a commercial aircraft, and that's how they got everything over here. But it's like, okay, like, come on, man. Like, they have so much stuff over here.
I like to, because they're all sitting around the fire at one point, and Jed's like skeptical of him at first, and he's like, "How did you manage to get shot down? Like, if you're such a good pilot." And Andy's like, "Well, it was 5-on-1, and I shot down 4 of them." I was like, "That's badass."
Yeah, it is, yeah. Then like, okay, we're gonna go shoot some armored convoy. Like, you coming with us? And he's like, who the fuck are these kids? And they get
Like,
there and they'll go ahead.
because whoever it was that got him, I can't remember. He's like, early bird gets the worm. He's like, what the
Oh
fuck?
yeah. I think it was Robert. I think he was like the one that was like most into it, I think. Because he was wearing the disguise too, I think, right? But yeah, like they just get to this, they're in the mountains, so like they have the advantage over other countries. And they're just like posted up top of the mountain. They just start fucking firing and then the one guy's like, oh, I got Claymore set up in the trees, and all of a sudden like bam 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 bam, and Andrew is like just laughing and like, oh wow. And he's like trying to teach them like army terms and stuff. He's like, I don't know, like whatever, like slide this way. And they're like, what's slide mean? If I like, you know, like different army terms. They end up blowing up a helicopter. Well, they get to like this compound, they blow up like a helicopter and stuff, to like on the ground. So like they're really stirring up shit, and they basically have turned into an army themselves, honestly.
Because they managed to get to the drive-in, right, where they found out that there was like that camp, whatever it was called, the education camp, re-education camp. And yeah, man, they go in there and just fuck shit up so much. But one gripe I have with this is like the Soviets didn't even like really fight back. Like there was one scene where Andy gets on the side of a jet and he's like, the pilot's in it. The pilot's in it. He's not doing anything. And Andy like takes his time and he turns around and he yells at someone. He's like, give me a grenade. And they throw him a grenade. And he like drops it in, and the pilot's just sitting there in the front seat or in the cockpit. And I was just like, are you not gonna like do anything, man? Like, and then the whole thing just blows up.
So they end up making it back to the Masons, and they just want to keep giving Jed kids. He's like, I don't want any more kids, man. And Mason or Andy is like, well, you're like the leader now, like you're the guy. So now it's January, and they got like the full like white suits to blend in with the snow, and like they're legit, man. And the US still has like F-15 jets dropping bombs on the Russians, and it's like, where is the US Army during all of this, honestly?
We see like the odd attack here and there, but yeah. They have the resources to just do fucking napalm strikes on whole towns, but they're not helping these kids out.
So they are trying to make their way back to the safe area, and basically to get across this giant ass battlefield, because I think they can see the tanks, the US tanks, like pretty far away at their binoculars, and they're up on this part, and there's just like so many Russian tanks. Like a tank is like 10 feet from them, and they're just hiding there, and like I guess Daryl maybe like freaks out. He's like, fuck, I can't do this. Like, this is fucking scary. And meanwhile, like the tank's like above them, fucking shooting their missile. It's like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it was wild. I like the scene too, because Andy gets up on the tank, and like tanks have limited visibility, right? So the tank doesn't know that he's on there. But at the same time, there's another tank that comes rolling in. And then there's an American tank across the fucking battlefield that's shooting at these tanks. And all the kids are just like fucking hunkered down, trying not to get shot by this American tank. But there's a machine gunner on top of the other Soviet tank, and he takes out Andy and
A guy named Aardvark.
Aardvark. Yeah, that's who it was.
Andy, I think one of the guys in the tank he's on, he throws a grenade like out, and he gets kind of blown up by it, and he ends up dying. But then they end up getting out of there. And it's now February. The Russian army and Cuban army having a parade, kind of celebrating, I guess. And they're having like a meeting about the enemies, but like the meeting isn't about like the US Army, it's just like the Wolverines. They have like everyone's picture up and like it's like high school picture. It's like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. So they're trying to find the Wolverines. They end up getting a gunfight because like the general and stuff is like, okay, we really gotta get these Wolverines. So they go up in the mountains. They're all wearing white. They have the AKs, but you know, the Wolverines are all set up with their fucking turret guns and they got grenades and just shit. A couple of them do end up dying, but they end up killing a lot of the stuff. They end up taking one of them hostage and they had like this tracking device and they capture one of the hostages and the hostage doesn't really say anything. It just says basically like, fuck you. And they find this device and it starts beeping. And I think it's Robert.
Matt.
Oh, was it Matt? He has the device. And he's like, it started to beep as he gets closer, gets up to Daryl. And it's like, beep, 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 beep. And they're like, what the fuck, Daryl? And they're like, where's the bug? Where's the bug? And they're like, I was captured. I went down there. They made me eat this bug. And then obviously all of them freak out, like, you fucking told them where we were. And they end up taking the Russian and Daryl up to like this field kind of thing. And they're like, we have to kill these guys. Because at first Jed is like, yeah, we gotta kill him. Everyone else is like, no, don't kill Daryl. And Jed is like, you know, he's doing like the manly thing, like, oh, don't cry, like turn into something else, turn into something else. And then they kill the Russian guy. And then Jed is like pointing the gun at Daryl and he is getting emotional and he can't do it. But just fucking Robert, he's just
Just
in it.
fucking
He just fucking bang, 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 just fucking shoots him.
doesn't even think about it, just walks up, brah, and fucking turns around and walks away.
And so they all leave and Jed is on his horse and looks back at Daryl, doesn't want to leave him really because he's.
Oh, he's part of their crew, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a
Exactly.
traitor, but.
So now the army, they really want to get these Wolverines, man. So they decide they're gonna lay a little trap. Kind of reminding me of like fucking Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, like just leave some food on the side of the road. You know, all these trucks pull up and then just leave like boxes on the floor on the ground, and it's like, okay, well clearly this is a trap. And so they send Tony up there and she's like starts eating the fucking food, and so they end up going up there with her and getting the food and running away. When this like giant ass helicopter comes out, has like tons of like turrets and stuff, it's like firing at them and like there's like fucking bullets going everywhere and not a single person gets hit. I was like, okay.
Tony got hit, didn't she, at this point?
I'm not at this point, but it was like right after,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tony. And then like for some reason, I don't know, Robert just like went crazy and he's like sitting there and like the two helicopters coming at him. He just like starts shooting the AK-347 and he gets fucking lit up.
Yeah. But he blows one of them up with his RPG,
Oh, okay, right.
which bothered me as well because RPGs explode, and he shot one and it went into like the gun turret, like the window where, or the door, I mean, where the fucking the gunner is standing. And it's like it just shot him. It didn't explode or anything like that. The helicopter's still flying around in circles.
So Tony's dying. Jed ends up finding her under a tree and she's like says like, you gotta kill me, like I don't want them to capture me. And I don't. Was she alive when the soldier came or was she dead? Because he lifts her up and the grenade falls from like behind her and then it explodes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She may have been dead already, but So now they're all disguised as the enemy. There's only a few of them left. And they're going to be infiltrating the main base. We see like the general sitting in the house and all of a sudden, all these explosions happening, and we see Jed and Matt. I think are really the only ones who are really alive still. At least the ones that are going into the compound.
Those two and Erica.
Oh, Erica as well. Yeah, sorry. So they end up getting, they have like four, like the two of them, they have like four rocket launchers. And then I'll find it like the station, which is like the communication station, I think. They end up blowing it up. And so they run away to hop on this train, which the train has like ton of military equipment too. It's like, where are they getting all this shit? Like, are they sending it back from like city to city? Like, we see them jump off the train, and I think Matt gets shot at this point. But we're following Jed, is hiding behind like some barrels and stuff, and he ends up coming out, and he ends up shooting the main general guy, and he shoots Jed, I think, but not like critically. And then we see Jed carrying Matt. Matt is dead, and excuse me, we see the general has a gun, and he's like pointing at them, and then he decides to let them go. Why do you think he did that after everything?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Maybe he thinks like they're not really a threat anymore.
I guess.
And like they are still kids, maybe he has like some sort of guilt about that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really know.
But yeah, so they get up ending free. We see the rest of Erica, and I think another kid end up getting escaping.
Danny, the guy with the bow and arrow.
Yes. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Don't really know what exactly happens, right? Like with the invasion.
There is a plaque at the end. It's in the early days of World War III. Guerrillas, mostly children, place the names of their lost upon this rock, which we did see throughout. They fought here alone and gave up their lives so that this nation should not perish from the earth. But yeah, I don't.
Like, we don't know, like, did US get, like, did they get their country back? Like, didn't really know anything. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Maybe they're geared up for a sequel.
Maybe. Anyways, anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
Alrighty, well, that's the way the bullets fly.
All right. How did you rate this movie?
I think it might have been too nice, even though it's not a really good score, but
Too nice. Okay.
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just too many open questions and just stuff didn't make sense to me. I thought the acting really did take it out for me. Like, there was a few like good like action scenes and stuff, but like it just was not believable at all. And I know like a lot of people love this movie, but like just for me, just yeah, like I thought the score was good. I thought like the scenes that they shot were like in Colorado, I thought it was like a good choice for them to like pick that, because it's nice looking. And but yeah, like the acting was terrible, the writing was horrendous. I just really didn't care about anyone. 2 out of 5. How about you?
I originally gave it a 3, but I just moved it down to a 2.5 because
Okay.
I do agree with you. Like the acting was not great, the writing was not great. The sound design really bothered me. Like this is a movie with a lot of
Yeah.
explosions and gunfights and stuff, but it was like very muted.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I wanted like big booms and shit like that, but we didn't get that really. Even with the helicopters flying by and the airplanes, like everything was very muted. And yeah, like the whole plot line, it's just like it's cool to think about, but it just the way it was executed, it just doesn't make sense that these kids were so successful
Yeah.
doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like it would have been cool if they like teamed up with like a military troop, like had like five military guys with them.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
like kind of teaching them the way, not just them having one lesson on Genghis Khan
Yeah.
and then being able to use his war tactics to kind of
Yeah.
take out these fucking militaries.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 2.5 out of 5, but I did give it a heart because I will watch this movie again. It's one of those ones
Okay.
where like you had mentioned earlier, you didn't turn your brain off, but like you can turn your brain off of this movie and just kind of watch it. Like I've seen it a few times now, and I know it's not great, but it's, I don't know. It's just one of those movies. Right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: an appealing ensemble of young stars will have some audiences rooting for the Wolverines, but Red Dawn's self-seriousness can never conceal the silliness of its alarmist concept.
Dr. Seuss write
Shit. Based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like a 66.
You sure?
Lower?
Oh yeah.
Much lower.
Decent amount.
Okay. What?
48%.
Damn, man.
That's only on 27 reviews though.
Okay. What's audience?
So the critics had an average score of 5.6 out of 10. The audience was a 65%. So you're really close to that one. On 25,000 ratings and an average score of 3.6 out of 5 or a 7.2 out of 10, which is
Damn.
crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it has on IMDb.
Think it's like a 7.2.
What? 6.3 on IMDb.
Okay, I was.
Which is, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Letterboxd has a 3 out of 5. Like we already gave our ratings. I don't know if any of our friends have watched this movie, to be honest.
Know.
Well, actually, Ben liked it.
Yes, he did. So this is going to be an interesting conversation once he
Oh,
listens
he's
to this
gonna hate
episode.
us. No, he'll forgive us in a minute here, so don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So nobody on
No,
Letterboxd. Okay.
no.
All right.
I mean, Cinemonster gave it a 3 out of 5,
Okay.
but that's it.
Well, in that case, then it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate stunts in this movie?
The stunts,
Or lack thereof?
yeah, I don't know. I'll give it a 2. Because like all it was basically kids just firing blanks off into the air, but like there was a couple scenes where like like the tanks, like we see like the POV of like the American tank shooting, we see like the smoke, and like I love that they actually had like real tanks there, but like really just like kids just shooting blanks. Why is that so funny to you?
Because you said that and it was on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't want to interrupt you. I was going to be like, yeah, just like a typical 16-year-old
Oh, okay. Nice.
shooting off blanks.
That's a good one. That's a good
Yeah,
one. Yeah, so I'll give it a 2 out of 10.
that's fair.
Favorite stunt? I mean, I don't know. I'll just go with whenever they're attacking the tank and they have like the two tanks there, they're trying to hide, and we see like the tank, like the American tank, like shoot. Like I wish you would have saw like slow-mo or something of like the bullet coming towards them or something like that.
Don't you want to try?
Would I survive? Or that's not, that's the other
Wrong
podcast.
podcast.
Stuff I never like to try. I don't know. How about being like Tony and just like walking into like the restaurant, just planting a bomb and just walk it out like nonchalantly, like, and just have the slow-mo explosion behind you, like that'd be so fucking cool.
All right. We literally had the same answers for all three of these.
No way. Even the last one.
Stunt writing gave it a 2 out of 10. I said there was some good action here and there, but holy fuck, they need to teach these kids how to hold a gun.
Yeah,
Like there was
fair.
one scene, I think it was either Tony or Erica, and they're running up a hill, and there's a
Yeah.
fucking soldier at the top of the hill, and she just like her arm fucking flings
Yeah.
up, and I was just like, two hands on an AK, two hands, like Jesus Christ. Favorite stunt, yeah, the tank scene. I just thought that was cool. It was kind of like a tension scene because it was like,
Yeah.
holy fuck, like imagine if the American tank blew these guys up, and
Yeah,
like that'd
legit,
be
yeah.
wild. And yeah, stunt I want to try, just being a 18-year-old girl walking into these fucking military camps. Let's do it. But yeah. Not a great movie, but I mean it's one that you can have fun
No.
with.
Yeah.
All right, let's make Ben happy. What are you picking for our next
All
movie?
right. So, he did say that Red Dawn was a cool movie, but he is like 40 years older than us, so that makes sense. He liked it.
Are we
But
doing the Great Train Robbery?
no, we're doing a movie that he suggested, and that is Brawl in Cell Block 99.
That's right. He did suggest that.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. It's been a minute since I've watched this.
I've never seen it, but I have heard so much about this movie in the past few years about how fucking crazy Vince Vaughn is in this movie, so I'm excited. I like Vince Vaughn, so
Yeah, me too. I don't think, have we ever seen him in a role like this? This is his only
closest one
movie?
for me would be maybe like True Detective season two.
Oh yeah, I forgot he was in that. Yeah. All right, yeah. All right. I'm sick. All right, I'm sick. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah, that's a good pick. And hopefully it'll make him happy. It'll make up for this one. Cool. All right. Yeah. So in the meantime, you guys can catch us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. And if you want to chat, send us a DM. Yeah. Check out our backlog. Thanks for
Yep.
listening.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you later. No, not end meeting. Stop.